Bernard to Montreal. Preparatory communication number 69. Mutual respect. Men who will be aware over the next generations and who will work in a global life plan will have to understand the fundamental importance of mutual respect. A conscious being is a being sensitive to the vibration emanating from another being. And this sensitivity is all the greater when the consciousness of the being is high. When two beings evolve and their subtle bodies adjust to a higher vibration, their sensitivity to each other becomes so great that the slightest vibratory disagreement can decrease and force the decrease of the bonds between them. And such a decrease can only be corrected by the understanding and elevation of consciousness and sensitivity on the part of the person responsible. Tomorrow's conscious men will work closely together because their universal intelligence will be the manifestation of intelligence in them. So their relationships will have to be more and more perfect. It is at this point that respect, that is, the consciousness of one being adjusted to the consciousness of another, will become the master key to human relations and conscious of the future. Respect is not a form only for the conscious being. It is a vibratory condition of his intelligence that allows him to harmonize his vibrations, his energies, with others. Respect is so important in any society that where it begins to disappear, so does society. Natural respect in a being is proportional to the evolution of his spirit. The more evolved a spirit is, the easier it is to respect the spirit of another. The spirit knows how to measure the spirit, and the more evolved it is, the more accurate this measurement is. It is precisely this measure of the spirit for another spirit that has created on the material plane the values of civilization attached to respect. But the form of respect eventually loses its vitality when respect has become nothing more than a social convention, as we have discovered since the late 1950s. But in the higher human consciousness, respect returns in power, because the spirit needs to be respected by another spirit through the personality. Because without respect the conscious being cannot enjoy the presence of another being. Because his sensitivity, his great vibratory sensitivity, will prevent it. Respect, or the vibratory consciousness of the other, or the measurement of another spirit, will constantly occur during the future human relationships of the conscious being. And this consciousness will be the cohesive force that will allow two or more beings to evolve and work together in perfect vibratory harmony. If respect does not exist between two beings, or in one being towards the other, it will be given to the being insensitive to this condition of conscious life to realize his situation when he realizes that beings conscious of mutual respect are moving away, are forced to subtly move away from him in order to seek their company elsewhere. For the conscious beings of tomorrow, the deep and mutual respect of their spirit will be the cohesive force that will bind them together beyond their personal weaknesses. But if respect does not exist, no strength will be present to bind them beyond their weaknesses, their flaws, and they will be forced, alone, to live outside the powerful and harmonized core created by those whose respect will be the obvious, constant, and permanent mark of their friendly solidarity. Respect of one spirit for another is so important that the very measure of a conscious society is found there. And the equivalent measure of its absence in an unconscious society leads to its loss and the egocentric exploitation of the spirit against the other. Respect. The vibratory consciousness of the other. The sensitivity towards the other, which allows one being to harmonize with another being despite its flaws, is a perfect definition of the quality of a man's consciousness. And whatever the personal qualities of a man, if respect is not natural in him, his creative qualities will be rejected by those who will be conscious enough to realize the power of the universal consciousness that unites, instead of the partial consciousness of being that divides. The being that becomes aware often has the impression of being intelligent. That is, he still has personalized memory. And this situation blinds him in his relations with men. He tends to believe that he has evolved, when in fact, he has much to learn from conscious life, from consciousness before he is really intelligent in his consciousness. Hence the lack of respect that exists between certain beings who are moving towards a higher consciousness. Respect is a measure of the spirit, and any spirit that knows how to respect the other is to a greater extent real. That is, free of personality. Respect is essentially a measure of a personality's balance. The more balance there is in a personality, the easier it is to be respectful of the other. As soon as the personality is unbalanced, even if the being is conscious, even if he becomes conscious of himself, a certain time will be required so that he can be sufficiently in his spirit, his intelligence, so that his personality does not interfere with the respect due to man. Respect is not an attitude in the conscious being. It is the continuity of his consciousness in his relationship with man. The conscious being has no attitude, he is. Period. But for respect of others to be a continuity of their creative consciousness, it is imperative that their minds be elevated, that is, to the height of the vibrational impressions that consciousness creates. These vibratory impressions created by the consciousness then become the measure of its respect. A conscious being, for example, who encounters a fallen being, will respect the spirit but not the personality. If he meets an evolved being, he will respect both the spirit and the personality. Respect is only due to personality if the spirit is evolved. Otherwise, the lack of courtesy and respect becomes necessary, because a being who is too unconscious cannot be too impressed with respect, since his unconsciousness cannot benefit from it to the extent of the being who makes it so. Here is an example to explain this sensitive and delicate point. If a conscious and respectful being meets a murderer, he will respect his mind, that is, he will understand that the being is evolving and that its evolution is not sufficiently advanced, but he will not be able to respect the personality, that is, he will not be able to bend before the personality, because being totally distorted and now the prisoner mind, It cannot be used for the evolution of a conscious society. He will then withdraw. He will have nothing to do with such a personality, although he can respect its spirit. Often, in large prisons where there are totally distorted personalities, but fed by great minds, as in the case of those men who commit crimes against society, but crimes that are recognized as coming from the organizing activity of a great mind. The case of the French architect who challenged the European police, or the Brinks case, etc. The individuals who mounted these amazing operations had great minds, but their personality was distorted. However, in places of detention, prisoners will tend to respect the spirit and personality of these prime contractors, even to copy their techniques. This is not intelligent. It is one thing for prisoners to respect the spirit of these great bandits, but another thing for them to respect personality, since personality is totally under the astral influence. Then respect is not a psychological condition of man, but a vibration in the spirit. That's what it should be. Respect is always for the spirit towards the spirit, and not only for the personality. If the latter is in line with the spirit, then can it be respected, but not for purely psychological reasons, but for reasons of intelligence of the spirit. It will take some time, some evolution, before the personality of man becomes real. That is, it will be perfectly balanced with his spirit. Then it will be easy to respect the personality without error. But as long as man is not at this stage, it is necessary to respect his spirit first, before benefiting from his personality, even if it is not perfectly adjusted. Otherwise, it would be impossible for the conscious man to maintain relationships, especially when his sensitivity is greatly increased by the transformation of subtle bodies. Then respect must be, at the beginning of evolution, directed to the spirit of man. Later it will be directed to his personality. But if this is not achieved, it will be impossible for the being who is conscious and who does not yet have a perfect personality to work with the other, because one will make the mistake of judging the personality instead of appreciating the spirit. Respect is a keystone in human relationships, and in the extraordinary case of relationships between conscious beings that move towards supramental consciousness, respect cannot be treated lightly, because any conscious being, because of its growing centrality, can with great ease create a vibratory shock in a person who does not respect his spirit. This is a reality that men will discover with time and that will allow them to adjust, that is, to lose a layer of unconsciousness born of the personality that has not yet been molded by the fire of the spirit. The more a being is conscious, the more he respects the other, and the more he requires respect. This is a law of the spirit and not a social principle of personality. And this law of the spirit is so powerful that the day or time will come, in the evolution of humanity, when this law will be applied instantly. And it is this law that will correct the abuses of the new race. This law will be draconian and will allow the race to survive against the abuses. The incessant attacks of astral and planetary forces who will want to use the personality against the intelligence or spirit of the race. Respect goes beyond personality. Goes beyond its weaknesses and measures the spirit of man. If the conscious being becomes aware of his own subtle energies, this same sensitivity must allow him to respect the other. Otherwise, his sensitivity is not enough, and many subjective illusions afflict him and prevent his spirit from reaching the other's spirit. The measure of respect in a person is demonstrated by the ability to go beyond the personality and its flaws. To meet the spirit on a universal equal footing, regardless of the social measure of personality. Respect requires that a being be secure in himself. Where respect does not exist in humans, it is because they manifest false security or great insecurity. Respect brings people closer together and allows them to engage with their real intelligence and let their real intelligence illuminate their actions, so that they can work well together, build well, and live abundantly. No spirit is insensitive to the respect of another spirit. This is why respect is a powerful force in a society where the fundamental law is creative and universal intelligence. Respect spreads slowly and surely when it exists, but its absence is instantly recognized among people who lack it. And often they find themselves alone, because respect unites and its absence divides and separates. Many people are alone, not because they want to, but because they do not have a spirit that can easily respect the other. So they themselves do not command respect. Loneliness is often the result of an inability to respect others. In the case of a supramental race, respect becomes the measure of the alliance between men and the power of the spirit of real intelligence through these men, so that they can perfectly help each other. Mutual aid cannot be creative, that is, lived according to the laws of creative intelligence, if respect does not exist among conscious beings. In the future, respect will be the measure of the possibility for supramental beings to work and benefit from universal intelligence. Without this basic condition, more sentient beings would lose a lot of energy because of the vibratory shocks caused by insensitivity of spirit in others. And such a condition will always be refused by the conscious being, because the conscious being is sufficiently centrical and secure in his intelligence to easily notice a lack of intelligence, that is, a lack of respect. Respect not only will be the rule of measurement between conscious men, but it will also be the limit beyond which the occult territory of conscious and supramental human interactivity will be closed to those who have not crossed the primary stage of any real consciousness, respect for the other. No man needs to suffer for others if the other is not sufficiently conscious in his spirit. No man owes anything to another who does not behave intelligently. To the extent of a conscious society, justification is even more revealing, because it is no longer a psychosocial condition of form, but an energy law. Respect is all the more important in a conscious and supramental society than in an unconscious society, because of the great vibratory sensitivity of beings. in an unconscious society. Respect is in function of some form. While in a conscious society, respect is in function of the sensitivity of the being to the energy of the form used in their human relationships. If the form is misused, that is, if the being is trapped in the form instead of being master of it, the misdirected energy of the form will divide the relationship and make the bond between two beings unheated. While the being is still unconscious, respect can be renewed. But in the case of the conscious being, when respect is lacking, the day comes when there is no longer any energy to renew these two beings as before. The laws of light are as strict as they are perfect, and man must evolve to know them well and benefit from them. The sixth race of man will not be the product of an instantaneous generation. It will grow and grow in number with the centuries. But these laws will be applied from the beginning. For light is already on the globe. Respect will show the love they will know in the ether between men. In other words, for the conscious being of the sixth race, love is to the ether what respect is to the material earth. Respect for the beings of the sixth race will be as present in their lives as interest in those of the fifth race. Respect will transpose into spirit what the personality during the fifth racial evolution will have transposed into ways of all kinds. Respect is a bridge between spirit and personality. And from the solidity of this bridge is born the solidity of the new brotherhood of man. Respect instructs others about who they are. Man cannot rely on a man who does not know respect. Because he perspires from personality. And it is only through the sweating of the spirit that man can fully understand and establish his relationship with one being. With another. Respect makes it possible to compose the human being. That is, to see the customizable picture of his spirit. And the evolved human being can very well project on this picture an almost real image of himself. At the appearance of a personality, one often has a correct image of one's spirit. And vice versa at the objective measurement of the spirit. One appreciates well a personality. Respect invites man to be close to others. Because in respect an atmosphere develops. And it is from this atmosphere that opportunities for mutual aid, work and cooperation are created. Without this respect, or where it was questioned, the joy of being around, in order to create new opportunities, fruitful relationships, dies out. Man then becomes impoverished and lives without abundance. Respect corrects weaknesses in personality, because it relies on the spirit of man. It relies on that part of man who seeks to pierce the personality, to work on it so that the light of intelligence may be affirmed. Respect invites patience. It invites order. It invites beauty, harmony. Respect produces an atmosphere between men that unites them, which binds them amicably. But there is false respect based on fear. The slave's respect for the terrifying master. This is pathetic and exists only because beings are without inner power, without real will, without real intelligence. They are poor beings weakened by life that they have never understood, never been able to control. It is these beings who respect the despot personality, because they do not have enough spirit to see that personality is only real if the spirit is present. Respecting a man because he is powerful in personality invites slavery. Respecting a man because he is intelligent by personality invites to be dumbfounded by his charisma. To respect a being because one believes that he is greater than oneself is to condemn man to the poverty of his own spirit. Respect must be born of the spirit to measure the spirit, not from the personality to make it a cult. Just as respect can be noble in the person who is the bearer of it, so it can be degrading for the person who is the forced victim. To have consideration for a being is part of respect. A person who lacks consideration for a loved one lacks respect for his or her spirit. Lack of consideration is a form of selfishness, self-centeredness, rooted in lack of respect. Consideration for a being reflects the warmth of the spirit for the spirit. When one being lacks consideration for another, it is easy to discover at the bottom of that being a kind of selfishness that blocks certain energies and impoverishes human relationships. Consideration is the daughter of respect. It emanates from respect. It is the flower of it. Too many people respect those they fear and do not respect those who are gentle. This indicates that respect is not always based on the spirit, but on personality. And such respect is worthless, because these beings are incapable of consideration. Consideration cannot be separated from respect, because it is the personalized manifestation of the respect that one spirit has for another spirit. In other words, respect is to the spirit what consideration is to the personality. And if a being has respect but no consideration, the connection between his spirit and his personality is not perfectly established. The measurement of a total being, a harmonious being, a complete being, is made according to whether there is consideration for others and respect in them. Respect is to the head what consideration is to the heart. One goes with the other. And if there is a separation between the two, there will be somewhere a lack of sincerity. For sincerity is the product of respect from the head and consideration from the heart. If a being possesses these two aspects, he will be sincere and men will appreciate it and want his company. Sincerity is important in life, because it allows man to be recognized for what he is, and appreciated for what he is. If men do not bear this mark, conscious men, it will be difficult for men to deal with things in life with these. So rules of all kinds will be needed to counter insincerity. This is what afflicts human relations in contemporary society. There is no longer any sincerity, so laws abound and multiply. All this because respect for the head is no longer, and consideration for the heart is absent. If respect is important in any society, it becomes irreplaceable in or among beings who develop a higher consciousness, because these beings no longer belong to the established order, in the sense that their lives are no longer dictated from the outside, but from the inside. And because of this new condition of life, respect becomes for them the absolute measure of their relationships, no longer being able to deal with the psychological and decadent subterfuges of the unconscious being. This situation then allows them to build unwavering and inexhaustible bonds, because their universal intelligence always remains the life force behind their action. So respect, so to speak, represents for the conscious being the infinite bridge between himself and a multitude of beings similar to him in real intelligence. And this multitude represents the new social force in man, a force that ensures that his own balance is maintained, because it is motivated by the same energy, that of supramental consciousness. In the conscious being, respect or its absence becomes a question of inevitable connection or separation. For one day comes into the life of the conscious being, where respect is transformed into activities abundantly created by real intelligence. And these activities will require that all those who participate in them be able to talk on the same wavelength, so that personality conflicts disappear and make it possible to create a conscious and secure micro-society on the globe. Respect, sincerity, consideration, touches every nooks and crannies of the human experience. And these noble aspects of the conscious being are the meridians through which the creative forces of universal intelligence pass. Conscious respect is the ability of the conscious man to take into consideration the elevation of the spirit in a being and to overcome certain temporary limitations of personality. This will open wide the doors of collaboration between conscious beings, and will allow the path towards a greater and more perfect harmony between intelligence and personality to take place during the first phases of the new cycle. Tomorrow, conscious beings will be forced to build a material life system within which they will be protected from the global economic and political situation. And this shelter can only be built, created, by beings who respect themselves and who do not have, or suffer from pretensions. The security of the conscious being will always be based on his real intelligence. However, the personality can easily block the passage of this energy, because it is not yet adjusted. So that respect becomes for these beings the extent to which they can collaborate in the same intelligence, in the same spirit. The evolution plan of the sixth race is the power of intelligence. It comes from the power of intelligence. However, this power can only be exercised on the material level if it is based on people who understand the importance of respect. Because respect always invites intelligence, while its absence invites ignorance and conflict between people, because of personality. Respect will allow conscious beings to accelerate the process of material security beyond planetary influences and circumstances. But for man to be able to harmonize his intelligence with the living conditions that exist today on the globe, he must realize that the ego can very easily interfere with the creative energy. And it is here that respect becomes a focus for all conscious beings who will work together to break the chains of the existential and planetary condition on them. Without this acute awareness of respect, It would be impossible for the beings that the first will carry out the immense work of psychological collaboration necessary to free the conscious being from the chains of the fifth evolutionary phase of humanity. For the being who becomes conscious to become totally free from the fifth subrace and its economic power over the individual, he must realize that the power of creative intelligence is based on the openness of one spirit towards another, in order to put an end to the partitioning which, during involution, separated mankind instead of uniting them, especially at the end of the 20th century. For the being to realize the social importance and social power of respect, he only has to take into consideration the fact that today's life hangs by a thread, because respect is no longer, even in its unconscious form, within the consciousness of a new race, a supramental race. Respect is not only a force of cohesion, it is also a vital need, because man can no longer live from his relationships with the old race. He can only live in new relationships within a universal consciousness that extends and envelops those who are in the same energy, the same intelligence. Respect for conscience will allow the new race, these conscious men, to exchange according to an exponential progression of their exchange, so that respect between conscious men will not only facilitate communication, but will also allow them to deal with many facets of the plan at once. So it will not take long for conscientizing beings to realize the power of intelligence through a growing number of beings who are able to channel that intelligence according to their level of evolution, and who are still united in the same wavelength because of the respect they have for each other. Without respect, creative intelligence cannot unite men, because it cannot operate if the ego is too dense. Creative intelligence requires a minimum of channeling to be used by two beings, and respect offers this minimum of channeling. That's why respect is so important. Creative intelligence must be used. It must become functional, constructive. It must move from the purely psychological, philosophical level to the material level. And for this passage to open, it is essential that the beings who become aware realize the fundamental importance of respect. Two conscious beings can communicate with one another, even if they do not have deep respect for one another, but they can never work together to build the protective and material sphere that should encompass conscious beings to protect them from the disadvantages of a dying civilization. Respect, consideration and sincerity will be the lifestyles of all supramental human relationships in the centuries to come. And those who know these ways of life will discover the secret of occult alliances, and will benefit from the constructive power of these alliances. Those who are not sufficiently sensitive to this condition will thereby be rejected from the alliance, because the forces of evolution must crush all the forces of involution. This is why respect will be the measure of the relationship between conscious beings, so that a new condition of life can be built on the globe. A new condition of social evolution that will lead man to the limits of his powers, of his creative forces, from which he will draw his total and perfect security.